the nervous system. With every health talk we've ever done, we always leave the five keys of health at the end, and it's the key. The number one key is the nervous system. So I'm going to walk you through it, not only the importance of it, but the proper way to get it checked. And that's one of the questions that we get all the time. Okay, how do I get my nervous system checked? Well, realize that your nervous system controls and coordinates every function of the body. Does that mean that the nervous system controls digestion and hormone and endocrine? Every system of the body, does it control breathing, respiration, digestion, muscular activity, sensory input to the brain? Does it control hair growth? Everything. Does it control sleep patterns? So when you look at the nervous system as being important, that's the tip of the iceberg. So everyone needs to get their nervous system checked. Now, there's a part of the nervous system called the autonomic or automatic nervous system. It's in two parts. One keeps you alive under stress. It's called the sympathetics. And that also means the fight or flight. The other is the parasympathetic. That's called the rest, digest, and repair mode. So your body balances this automatic or autonomic nervous system throughout the day. See, a healthy human being needs good parasympathetic activity and good sympathetic activity depending on its stimulus throughout the day. You need parasympathetic at night when you're resting, digesting, when you're repairing. The sympathetic is generally active during the day, but it's also the sympathetic and parasympathetic are not exclusive to night and day. There has to be a balance in them. So let's run you through what the sympathetics do. Imagine if you're being chased by a tiger. So all of a sudden, you know, do you need a fast heart rate or a slow heart rate? You need a fast heart rate. So the heart rate's going to be elevated. Blood is going to flow to the arms and legs. Now, where does that blood come from? It comes from the digestive tract and the digestive organs. This is why, under sympathetic activity, that you're going to have blood going away from digestion towards the arms and legs. Now, blood is going to thicken up. Cholesterol is going to be elevated to produce more stress hormones. Pupils are going to dilate. Blood sugar is going to elevate. That liver is going to start to break glycogen down to glucose so that you have more energy in the blood to run away from danger. Now, we generally not chased by tigers, but what about traffic? What about work? What about stressors at the family? What about every physical, chemical, or emotional stressor that your body's exposed to? See, your body doesn't know the difference between a physical, chemical, or emotional stress load. All three of those are going to activate the sympathetics. So how many people today are misdiagnosed with type 2 diabetes, misdiagnosed with digestive disorders or high blood pressure or high cholesterol when they're really in a sympathetic dominant state? I can't tell you how many doctors that I've spoken to, and we're talking medical doctors that have had 40 years experience, to ask them to check the autonomic nervous system instead of prescribing a blood pressure or cholesterol drug. And they look at me like I've grown two ears. Well, I do have two ears. When you look at this, to check the autonomic activity is vital. To drug the results of a sympathetic dominant system is insane. So look at the balance. And if somebody is in a parasympathetic dominant state, a low-functioning parasympathetic dominant state is one of the main causes of heart attacks today. So it's that autonomic imbalance of the sympathetic and parasympathetic that express what most people would call a disease. So to get that nervous system checked is not just a little vital, it's imperative. Because again, it controls every hormone production, digestion, respiration, thought, perception, sleep. Every activity in your body is controlled by the nervous system. And that's what traditional chiropractic has always been. They've been nerve doctors, not musculoskeletal, not massage. A chiropractor is a nervous system doctor. Now, how we get that nervous system checked is first we'll do a structural analysis using digital x-rays to see if there's misalignments. See, there's certain aspects of your body that you don't have conscious control over. They're done under what's called proprioceptive responses. And proprioception is how your brain views the environment. And in particular, the muscles that run down either side of the spine, those are called posture muscles. And you don't have conscious control over those. So people with chronic tight neck or chronic tight back, they more than likely could be under a sympathetic dominant state, which will increase the tone of those muscles, or there could be a structural deviation, such as forward head carriage, or a lateral deviation. And if that lateral deviation is significant enough, it's going to be called a scoliosis. So all of those are responses to physical, chemical, or emotional stress load. And that's why you've got to get the nervous system checked first. So first, we check the structure that houses the central nervous system. And that's the brain and spinal cord. If we see any structural deviations, beautiful, that's one of the stressors that's causing the patient to express a disease. Then we do a heart rate variability. And this gives us the balance of their autonomic nervous system, whether they're in a sympathetic or parasympathetic state. Now, how a person would check this is everybody's seen the movies where you see this cardiac blip, okay? It's a line, and then you get this jump, a line, then a jump. And that's the electrical conductivity of the heart. Well, that blip is actually called a QRS interval. And what we do in order to measure the balance of the autonomics is we measure the height, the width, and the spacing of that QRS interval over a 5-minute time frame. And that'll give us the autonomic system balance. Then we'll do a rolling thermoscan that checks the temperature differential on either side of the spine. Now, this is hugely important because if you have an asymmetrical temperature, this means one side, and we're talking a segmental level, is hotter than the other side. That means the blood vessels are dilated, and dilation only occurs under sympathetic activity. So the organs, to have a healthy organ function, they need to be under parasympathetic activity. So that means that asymmetrical firing of those blood vessels means that you have altered nerve supply to the organ system. And that gives us another clue. Then we'll do a surface electromyography, and we're measuring the muscle activity on either side of the spine. And remember, you don't have conscious control of these muscles. And we do this when a person's sitting in a chair, so there shouldn't be any asymmetrical firing where one side is increased in tone as opposed to the other side. This is going to be totally based on how the brain views the body or proprioception or any compromised nerve influences as well. See, the nerves don't traditionally get pinched. What they do is they have altered function or altered sensory input to the brain. And we call it traditionally a pinched nerve. And that's, you may have heard the medical term for it, neuropathy. I can't tell you how many people come in, oh yeah, doc, I got this neuropathy, or I got this sciatica. Well, understand, that's a nerve that's being compromised. This is also numbness, tingling, electrical, burning, sharp, shooting, are all compromised nerve supplies. So it's vital that if you have electrical, burning, sharp, shooting, tingling, numbness, all of those means that the nervous system is compromised. The psychosis that's going on today, though, instead of correcting and getting that nervous system checked and getting the pressure off of the nervous system and changing autonomic function and changing proprioceptive responses, where you actually change how the brain views the body, that is not done by most of the doctors today. So we have got to change the system. If you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, bowel disorders, sleep disorders, depression, anxiety, electrical burning, sharp shooting, numbness, tinging, sciatic symptoms, flattening of the feet, all of those, carpal tunnel syndrome, shoulder rotator cuff injuries, virtually everything has a neurologic component. You've got to get your nervous system checked by a corrective chiropractor, a qualified healthcare professional to identify the problem, and then they've got to be skilled enough to correct it, and then they have to have an objective analysis to show they did correct it. Oh my gosh, if you start demanding appropriate healthcare, then you're going to get it. The problem is, most doctors today, they're not skilled in assessing the nervous system, in correcting the nervous system and showing you objective analysis that shows they fixed it. Because by gosh, you got to look at this. 97% of all diseases are an expression of toxicity and deficiency. And if you're exposed to altered nerve function, that is a deficiency. That in a subluxation, which is a bone that's slightly misaligned from its juxtaposition affecting the nervous system, that is a toxic influence on the body. So you have a physical misalignment that's altering proprioceptive responses, that's altering how the brain views the body, and that's what needs to be corrected. It needs to be assessed, corrected, and proven with an objective analysis that it's been corrected. And then what do? You change. You've just changed your autonomic function. You've changed how your body expresses life. You've released that innate inborn intelligence that is expressed through the nervous system. This is exciting, because when you realize that your body is intelligent and that intelligence is based and expressed through the nervous system, which controls and coordinates every function, all health starts with getting that nervous system checked. And think of this. Health is your natural state. Dis-ease, which is the lack of ease, is only an expression of altered physical, chemical, or emotional stress, or stress that your body can't adapt to. That's why you got to start with your nervous system. Because if you have stress, and everybody has stress, we need stress in order to survive. Heck, without gravity, our bones would be jello. So we need stress in order to survive. The challenge is if the stress that we're under has exceeded our body's ability to adapt to that stress, that's when a lack of ease or dis-ease occurs. And health begins with getting your nervous system checked. This is Dr. John Bergman. Health is your natural state.